Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. Hope you had a good weekend. For those of you who are not here yet, it's starting to cool off a little bit. And Kim's got a lot to tell you today, so I'm going to get out of the way and introduce Kim Fuller. Kim?
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. I know we sent out the Frontier information this morning. I thought I'd go over that a little bit, but a couple other items first that have come up, questions. First off, the person who did test positive for COVID, one of the golfers, is doing very well. Had a mild case, is doing fine, but the person is in self-isolation for 14 days. And we've already gone through all of our legal tracking information. Now, Shadows is open, by the way. I've told you all that. Shadows is open on a limited, occupancy. But it did come to me that the staff was asking, is it okay for guests who have a guest card? So I guess some residents were using their guest card to come to Shadows and say because they have a guest card that the no guest rule did not apply. That is not the case. The key word there is guest. A guest card is a guest. So there are no guests anywhere on common property. So to answer your question, no, your guest card doesn't work. But Shadows is open, and by the way, my prime rib was really good last Saturday, so I thank you all. Okay, now, there are some new guidelines about gathering that came out last week. The board is going to meet on Thursday to go over this, and the reason we're kind of waiting a day or two is because there's even discussion about pulling them back. But I'm going to tell you what they're all about. It is a little help, but it ain't great. So let me tell you, the stay-at-home order with no guests in your home is still in play. That is still the law of the land. And the state of California, and this is where the county and the state, what we're hearing is the county might put more restrictions on this tomorrow. But the state Department of Public Health issued new gathering requirements, and here's how they go. Gatherings may include three households, and that's it. So the idea here would be is if you and your neighbor on each side of your house all got together, that's three households, and you could meet. But the rule is you cannot meet with anybody else in any other setting at all. So they're limiting the gatherings to three households who then become a unique social bubble. They don't want those three households meeting with anybody else. So you need to pick your friends wisely, because for the moment, those are the only ones you're supposed to meet with. You may not meet indoors. There's still no guests, no gatherings inside your home. So you may meet in the front yard. You may meet in the backyard. Masks are required at all times, according to this state order. When you are outdoors, this is where it gets tricky too. I'm just the messenger here. You cannot meet in a covered place unless three sides are open. You can only have one wall. So all of our homes with patios, technically, the state says you can't meet in a patio if it's got three sides. You got to be outside in the open. So anyway, the board will be going over this because we're going to wait to see what the county's going to do with it. But if the county goes with it, it will mean three homes may get together. They may meet outdoors with masks, social distancing, and they can only go inside to use the toilet. That's what they're saying. And then back outside. You're to keep the mask on, except for taking a drink or eating. And that's what we got. That's what we're supposed to implement. Now let's talk about the change in rules that I did talk about, because a couple other questions popped up, just to clarify. The definition of guests, the reason this came up is we had no definition of a guest over the age of 55 for the entire community. No definition. So that created an issue. I'm not sure I told everybody the story. I thought so. Where a resident who was evicted from a home that never left the community went and moved in with another person. So that the homeowner that allowed this resident to move in didn't register them as a guest because that person never left. And then we're going through the rules to say, well, what do we do about this person who's over the age of 55 and was committing violations? Who do we cite? And the reason the person was evicted was because the landlord was getting too many citations from this person who wasn't being very careful about anything. So that's where the definition of guests has come about. Now, the 60-day, 60-night rule is in the CC&Rs. We can't change that. We have to abide by it, which says if you have a guest for more than 60 nights, that guest can no longer be here unless they qualify as a permanent resident. There are exceptions. I'll give you an example. Caregivers are exceptions. Family members to help you with recovery are exceptions to the rule. So you could have a son or daughter come live with you because you're going through some medical rehabilitation, and they could be here 6 months. There are exceptions within the state code. But if you're just having your family come visit for fun, which they're not supposed to do during this time because there's no guests, but when it's okay, 60 nights is the limit. The political signs has come about because of too many questions. People want to know. We need to know, board, we need to know from you, how many signs do you want up? So this is now for everybody to write in. Do you want to see 5 signs on a property? Do you want to see 10 signs on the property? Do you want to have no limit? Tell us what you want. We were proposing from previous language, 3 sign limit, which came about because of 3 candidates who run for HOA board. One person brought up, well, in a national election like now, there might be more than 3 candidates they want to support. Very valid. You all have to say, what do you want for a limit? You want 3 signs, 4 signs, 5 signs? Tell us what you think. That way then, at the end of the month, we will try to put that together to find out what people want for signs. Now, there are some signs we deem inappropriate. It has nothing to do with the political sign rule or the state order. It has to deal with code of conduct rules out of our rules and regulation. So signs that become disrespectful or attack people's character and or integrity are not allowed. So you will get a notice from me. Most of you have been very cooperative. I hope you understand. But the signs where you support your candidate in a nice, positive way, terrific. Have a day. Enjoy yourself. Party walls, this came about, too, because, turns out, we have to do this. So we got to make a rule on how we're going to do it. Some residents did contact me. One of their concerns was that the HOA is asking for a 50-50 split on the engineering report up front. And that's correct. The HOA doesn't want to pay for this engineering report when we have a dispute between 2 homeowners. The board, though, can, maybe the possibility what we do for the language is right in, is that then the full amount of the report is assigned to the party who's responsible for the damage. There's lots of alternatives here, so just let us know. Okay, now we get to Frontier. Okay. Frontier. I sent out some documents this morning because this install is starting to take place. Let me go through the Frontier information. First of all, I will put up a new map tomorrow. When you go through that document, you will see they put down Monroe in that map instead of Madison. Right? Madison's what's over here by us, right? Not Monroe. So we'll get that corrected and put that up. Now, the first group, but the point is phase 3 will go first. Phase 2 will go second. Phase 3 will go third.
Phase 1 will go third.
Phase 1 will go third. Right, it's just opposite. Phase two is two, both ways, because they go both ways. Okay, phase three is first, phase one is last, as far as the install. Now, there's going to be an order date and then an install date. And I put some of this information up. So for phase three, they split phase three into three parts, which is zone 1A, zone 1B, zone 1C. And then we assign addresses, street names to each one. So you would look up your street name, and that would tell you on that page what day you can phone in your order. So in the case of 1A, you can phone in on 10/15. In the case of 1B, you can phone in on 11/1. In the case of 1C, you can phone in 11/15. The installation takes place about 2 weeks later. Now what this means is, phase two, you won't be phoning in until approximately 11/15 to 12/1 for your order. Please wait for your order to phone in. Now, when you call in, be sure to call the phone number that's on the documents, on the PowerPoint. Don't call Frontier. They won't know a thing what you're talking about. This is a totally separate division of Frontier on this install. So there'll be a phone number specifically for this installation. It's open from Monday through Saturday. And after you dial and the prompts come up, you want to press number two. It's in the documents. You press number two. So then they will go through all the information of what you want. That's when you're going to tell them about if you want a phone, and it's going to talk about phone service, if you want phone service, and then they'll make the appointment. Now, if you are scheduled to call in on 10/15 and you're gone, you're up north, you're in Canada, who knows where, you can call whenever you get back. There's no limit on when you, if you don't want to call for 2 years, it's okay. You can call in 2 years and have it installed. What we want, though, is to follow the schedule as far as when you call, whether you're in phase one, two, or three, so that they can keep track. They can't have everybody call, and we can't install everybody all at the same time. That just won't work. So, now I did just get, and we'll load it up tomorrow, their TV package stuff. And it comes down to this. The $225 package is $79.99. I'm going to round off. $80 a month. The next level extreme, which is 320 channels, that's $95 a month. And then the high level with the premium channels is $120 a month. With this caveat, none of these prices or plans are guaranteed, not even for a day. So you will negotiate with Frontier whatever TV plan you want at the time you negotiate. Do the best you can. You get half off, good for you. That's what this is all about. Now they will have an additional plan, which is not listed on this sheet that we're going to post tomorrow, but we'll put a caveat down there. They will have a plan that is for the local network affiliates and the local broadcast signals for $25 a month. So people who don't want all that other frou-frou stuff, but who stream a lot, that might satisfy your need, because now you can get just the local stuff for news and whatever else you might want or need. Okay. Now, I will be putting back up tomorrow also not only the corrected map, but then there's going to be a projection on when zone two, phase two, will order and be installed. And we now have a projection on when phase one, which is their zone three, when phase one will be installed. All of it's to be done by March 1. Phase one, it's estimated you're not going to be calling in until January at some point, in order to then order for mid-January install, which will take place mid-January through the end of February. Okay, now, as far as Frontier Mailer, we will be mailing out this information to all the homes, except we are only mailing out to Phase 3 homes because only Phase 3 homes are up for their call-in orders and installation. We're not mailing out information for Phase 2 or Phase 1. Phase 1 and 2, you can just relax for a little bit. It'll be, it's going to be a little bit, a couple weeks at least. As we get the information for the exact addresses and how the zones are split within each phase, we will then send out a mailer. So we're going to be sending out a mailer this week to Phase 3, explaining all this information, but it's also going to be on the web. And then in a couple weeks, when we get the other information, we'll then mail to Phase 2 people. And then a little couple weeks after that, when we get that information, addresses split up, we will then mail to Phase 1 people. So you're not all going to get this information in the mail at the same time, so don't let that surprise you. Phase 3 is going to get it first. Phase 2 will get it second. Phase 1 will get it last. And I think I got the highlights. Did I get the highlights of this? Is it most of us, did I get it all? If I didn't, let me know. I'll get back to you. Otherwise, please stay safe. The gathering order for the change won't go into effect until Thursday once the board meets, but that'll give you an idea of what we think's coming, provided the county doesn't change it. We got to wait to see what they might say or do. In the meantime, stay healthy out there. Stay away from each other. Wear masks. And on Saturday night, don't forget prime rib. But Shadows is opening during the week, so try them out. You have to have a reservation. No guests. Take care, everybody.
Thank you, Kim. And one thing that got pointed out to me over the weekend that I think is worth sharing, and that is that if you get the virus, the chances are well over 99% that you're going to recover from it. So wear a mask. Do what you're supposed to do, but don't despair if you get it. The chances are 99-1 that you're going to get over it. So with that, until next time, bye-bye.